Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study, Galatians chapter 4, we taught that we need to be careful to keep our mind on the Lord and not to follow our favorite pastor or author. Let's continue with that part today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Blooms.
Now, perhaps you've seen a person say they begin to grow and they're taken in, unfortunately, by a contemporary church. And, oh, that just breaks our heart. I don't know about you, but that just breaks my heart every time I see something like that happen. It's terrible. It's just terrible. We see some fundamentalists, and some fundamental church or some fundamental leader, maybe he's in a Bible college or something else, who has this great ministry that's built up, and then they change, and so many are led to change with them. Many times this affects young preachers, because they had that famous favorite school they went to, or that favorite church, that favorite pastor, that favorite evangelist. And we're to do church by the Bible. Now, whether that favorite pastor or evangelist, college or whatever, whether it's in Florida or Tennessee or Texas or California or wherever, if they compromise and go away from the Word, we don't go with them. You see, some will compromise just a little bit, maybe on music. Some of these guys begin to co-author books. And, you know, I've asked some of them that, I've said, why are you reading these new evangelical books instead of staying the good fundamental Bible believers' books? And so, well, nobody writes them anymore. Now, I want to take them up to the sword of the Lord and let them read a bunch of books. Now, what they mean is that people don't write philosophically and teach what the Bible is saying verse by verse. They don't write that way, but rather they write philosophies that make us feel good. Now, I'd like to be the positive only, smiling preacher that's always smiling, making everybody feel good. I'd love to do that. I really would. But you can't preach the Bible and do that, because the Bible tells it as it is to men as they are. And when you preach the Bible as it is to men as they are, it's not going to be positive all the time. As a matter of fact, 8 of the 10 commandments are negative. And some people think even the 2 commandments, and even in Jesus' time, they were trying to mend, honor your mother and father. Okay, so even that in their day was trying to be amended. And you see that over and over and over again. I was reading recently in Proverbs chapter 12. It says, "Whoso loveth instruction loveth knowledge, but he that hateth reproof is brutish." Now, when I read that word brutish, I thought, now, what does that word actually mean? And I looked up a quick definition, and it just said the first word was stupid. And forgive me for laughing, but, you know, there are people that will hear God's name taken in vain, and they'll hear every four-letter word in the book on TV or some other avenue and won't say a word about it, won't upset them. But use the word stupid, and they've come apart. You've committed the abomination of desolation. So maybe to keep from offending their politically correct Christianity, maybe we need to just tell it as it is and say brutish. And they wouldn't understand anyway, because nobody told them that brutish means stupid. But he says, you know, instruction person who loveth instruction loves knowledge, but he that hateth reproof. Why? Because the instruction and the knowledge of the word will often reprove us. Do you realize the pastor is instructed to preach, as you read 2 Timothy chapter 4, and he's told how to preach? To reprove, rebuke, and exhort. And people don't like reproof, they don't like rebuke, and they don't like to be exhorted. You need to get busy for the Lord and do this and do that. And so they say, do it and do it with all long-suffering. You just keep on doing it. You don't quit. But then the very next verse after Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1, he says, a good man obtaineth favor of the Lord. The good man is the guy that loves instruction, loves knowledge, and moves forward and does what it says to do. Straightens out the things that say need straightened out. And too often that's the problem, is that men don't want to straighten out. So here they are. They're laboring in this. As I said, I've seen preachers who claim to be fundamental. And they'll say, hey, I'm still fundamental. Then why are you hobnobbing with the new evangelicals and the people that aren't quite on the same page? Look, I want every liberal, I want every moderate, which is what the new evangelicalism is. I want every moderate to be my friend, but on the basis of what Christ laid out for us. You see, when you think about it on that level, that's where the problem comes. It's not us that are the problems, the fundamentalists. We're not the problem. Let me show you what I mean. And it says in Ephesians chapter 4, the very next book after Galatians, and he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Well, that all that sounds good. And then he says that all that happens, why? Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith. In other words, God's word, faith, the Bible, as it is. And we're united to that. And of the knowledge of the Son of God. You say, no. What is the knowledge of the Son of God? Well, it's actually the knowledge of His person. And it's doing what we can scripturally to conform to that person. Now, again, let me share with you the person of Christ. And not my opinion. This is what the Bible says in Hebrews 7:26. For such an high priest, speaking of Jesus, became us who is holy, harmless, undefiled. He's not defiled with worldliness. Undefiled, separate from sinners. People hate the teaching of separation, but that means they hate Christ because he was the most separated of all. And made higher than the heavens. See, the people hypocritically sing when they sing, oh, to be like the blessed Redeemer. No, you don't want to be like him because you don't want to be separate from the world. And so he says, the unity of the faith, Bible doctrine, and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect, that is a mature man, complete in Christ, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You see, when you have reconciliation, you have a point that is the right point. It's the absolute. Years ago, people working in a bank, they might be 5 cents off. Everybody had to stay until they found where that 5 cents was. Where is that nickel? Where is that 5 cents? That'd drive me crazy. But that's what they had to do. They had to stay right there until they found the nickel. Now, I was with a group that did that when I was a boy, about just a young teenager, about 13 years old, and I waited for about an hour and a half for somebody sitting in a bank after it was closed, and they finally found it. Well, I found out that it was just, I think it was, back then it was 17 cents. I had a quarter in my pocket. You know, and I told them, I said, you know, if you'd have told me that, I'd have given it to you. Well, I waited around an hour and a half. You know, and I would have given them that quarter, and that would have given them a plus side. But they had to find that. That was an example of a reconciliation, that there's a perfection, there's that point. That is what the absolute that everything has to come to. Well, Jesus Christ is the point. That point is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Okay? He's altogether righteous and pure. He is the Son of God. So, again, this is the God that we have. This is the God with whom we have to do. And so that's what we try to do. Now, I think of Galatians chapter 4 when we get there in verses 16 through 18. And it's just right around the corner. And I'll probably say this again. But you see, our churches are involved with activity today more than they are with the word and obedience. It's more about the culture. And so we get activity. And when activity substitutes for holiness, the cause begins to justify the activity. That's Marxism, by the way. The end justifies the means. Activity then becomes the necessary thing to preserve the cause. And dedication to the activity is equated with loyalty and holiness. And that's a natural result. When people turn back to the world, either to the fleshly things of sensuality or to the fleshly things of I'm better than you, my mind is better than your mind, I'm one of the chosen, you are not. And that person lacks humility and they lack understanding in what is the will of God, and don't realize that very thought does two things. It grieves the Holy Spirit of God, and it prevents revival. If you have been praying for it, just give up on it. It's not going to happen when we're that kind of a person. Now, I know that sounds hard, but again, I even think of Isaiah, they got mad there because they said, don't preach into us right things, preach into us smooth things, prophesied deceits. You know, be psychological is basically what that was saying in Isaiah chapter 30. Jeremiah, just think of how many times they were trying to throw him in prison or kill him or something else because he preached the truth. And he even tried to stop, and he said, but in Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9, he said, the word was in me, you know, it was like a fire, and I couldn't hold it back, and I just had to preach it. Oh, I love that. And boy, what a truth that is. But isn't it interesting? People get gloriously saved from the pagan life. By the way, anytime one gets saved, it's glorious. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.